Hello, everybody, and welcome to our spooky Halloween special of Yes, Another Teen Movie. We are back. We are feeling spooky. It's October. It's autumnal. Heather just told me that she got a gold necklace with her boyfriend's name on it, Tone. I love that so much because that is so teen movie to have like a gold necklace with your boyfriend's name on it. Very, very reminiscent of High School Musical.
I wish I could have just gotten a T. So it could be like, is it Troy? Is it Tone? Who is it for? Whose name is around my neck?
Keep it ambiguous. Yeah. Keep him guessing.
Yeah, exactly.
that's what you should do. Yeah, that is great. How are you doing, Heather? Are you feeling spooky?
I'm feeling super spooky. And also, I've got big news. I've already put it on Instagram, but I'm a private user. So our listeners won't know this, but I've started watching Gilmore Girls.
I know! Incredible! Heather's finally embarked on, like, it's a great time to do it. Like I
exactly.
said, it's an autumnal show if ever there was one.
Yeah.
So next you're going to have to watch Gossip Girl. I'm going to, like, force you. We'll get there one day. We'll get there one day. But now you're finally going to understand my Gilmore Girls references, which is the first step.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
I'm finding it really good. I was promised by my straight friends who are in hetero relationships that the boyfriends like it as well. My boyfriend does not like it, but recently he watched it with me. He was kind of chuckling, so maybe I'll get him to like it, you know, just like the cat, basically. So yeah. I'm loving it. It's a mother-daughter relationship. They're snappy. They're quick. It's good. I love it.
Yeah, they kind of remind me, like, Lorelai kind of reminds me of you a bit. You'd like fit into that mold, definitely.
Thanks. I've been told many times before, so it's crazy. I've started watching this when I was 29. Because it was on TV when I was like a teen. It would have been perfect, but, you know, whatever. But Rory is a bit bland. She's so studious.
Oh, Rory's the worst. You just got to accept from the start that you ain't watching it for Rory.
No, it's Lorelai all the way, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Lorelai's the main character.
Yeah, so it's good. But I've started watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which I really like, and that's by the same woman. So it makes sense that I love
Amy Sherman-Palladino.
Yeah, yeah. So what a woman. So shout out to Amy.
What a queen.
What
yeah,
a queen.
She's a queen. It is a great, great show. I'm actually quite jealous of you, like,
seeing it with new eyes.
Seeing it for the first time. Yeah. It's definitely something that I, like, dip in and out of at certain points when I feel, like, when I feel sad. It's literally like a hug and a mug of hot chocolate in a show. It's just the best. It's just, like, really the best if you feel sad. So, yeah, welcome to the Gilmore Girls Club.
Thanks. Next up is Sex and the City and The Office. I've never seen The Office either.
Me neither. Well,
really?
I've seen the UK one, but I feel like that's not what people are talking about when
they
say The Office. Yeah, and that's only like two seasons, like not that many episodes, but I've never seen the American one.
But that's the OG though, the British one.
It is, yeah. I think you'd like the British one. It's very funny. I'm just not sure if I can ever be bothered to watch the American one.
I don't like to watch cringe, you know? I can't stand in-betweeners.
It's not really like that. It's not like cringe in the same way of like Peep Show and that. You'll be fine. But I've never watched Sex and the City either.
What? That's insane. You love Gossip Girl and shit so much. That must
I
be
know.
Like...
Yeah, but you know, they're not teens. I love teens. What can I say?
Weirdo.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
teen culture.
KLKL surprise. Sex and the City, I literally know all the references. I feel like I've seen it because...
You know what all the women are. They all have that like one defining personality trait. Like one of them's study, one of them's a nerd. but I've never seen it.
No, I've seen it with people. So I've seen, I always seem to watch the same episode when Samantha has a hots for like a hot priest. That's the only one I ever keep seeing. I'm acquainted with the genre, but yeah, it's not for me, I think. I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
Anyway, how's your cat?
Amazing. So everyone, I know you've this is the moment you've all been waiting for. I know I kind of teased it on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, that I'm getting a kitten and he's finally here. I'll post him on Instagram actually.
Yeah, go for it.
After this episode goes live. His name is Scribbles. And Heather and I just had like an extensive video call with him where he was lifted up and got to wave his paw. And
he's like, yeah, hello, Auntie Heather.
I think you'll agree, Heather, that he is the best thing since sliced bread.
He is. He's better than sliced bread.
Oh, far, far better. Give me a loaf of unsliced sourdough and scribbles any day.
That's me. That's me set.
That's dream life.
Yesterday, my friends came for dinner, this couple, and they were loving my cat. It's really nice to watch. They kept trying to pick him up. He was not having any of it, but it's just so sweet
angry
to see.
Bounty.
Yeah, angry. He's like, fuck this. But yeah, it's nice to see people like dote on your son, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your son, exactly. That's I was just saying to Heather, I feel like I'm becoming like a new parent where like,
oh yeah,
that you have a baby and that it's all you can talk about, and your friends without kids are like, Jesus Christ, she's got so boring.
Yeah,
like talking about like what he likes to eat and what time he does a poo and like what his favorite music to listen to is. Like I can really feel that he like lights up when I like play All
Nora
Busted.
Jones.
Everyone's just like, well, it's a fucking cat. But yeah, no, I'm so excited. And also, like, we're pretty much in lockdown again, so what else do I have to talk about or focus on? Great thing is, like, I literally never want to leave my house again.
Yeah,
Ali and I went out yesterday for like 4 hours, and when we were walking home, we were both just like, oh, I just can't wait to get home and see him.
Yeah, I'm like that as well.
So yeah, it's definitely the best gift you can give to yourself this lockdown. Listeners, if you think that you're responsible enough to own a cat, yeah, I recommend it.
Yeah, go to the shelter first off. There's loads of cats out there who need a home.
There certainly are. Loads of cats who will then have diarrhea in random places around your home.
Oh, you stopped doing that. I've realized that I need to give him less food, basically. Smaller portions.
Right.
Otherwise, he just chumps it all up in one go and can't really digest that, I guess.
Oh, he's an eater, yeah. My old family cat was such a... Like, some cats just aren't really that ravenous about food. My old family cat used to eat the food straight from the bag as my mom was, like, squeezing it into the bowl. It'd just have its face up to the bag, like, deposit it directly into my mouth. No need for this middleman shit of having a bowl. I want a direct to source.
Oh, like a funnel.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much. Yeah, he was fucking greedy.
Anyway, back to movie business. This is not a cat boss cat podcast.
It isn't, but you know who famously often have cats for pets?
Podcasters?
Witches.
Oh.
What a great segue.
Jesus.
Smooth criminal. Podcasters, yeah, that's true also.
Yeah, witches.
But also witches, more famously.
Yeah.
Podcasters are the witches of our generation.
Of the audio world.
But yeah, I mean, this is our spooky Halloween special, as we said at the start. We were recommended this film quite a while ago by a listener. We couldn't find the message. It might have been a comment. So if this is you... hopefully you're still listening, hopefully you still like us, and hopefully you're happy to hear us do your favorite teen movie. As you can tell from the title, we are this week delving into the spooky world of Teen Witch.
I'd never heard of this, had you?
No, never. And when you type in like teen W into Netflix, this isn't even on like the first page results.
Is it on Netflix? Whoa.
Yeah. Well, maybe not on the European one, but it was on the UK one. But yeah, it's I've never heard of it before, but I'm so glad that I did.
Yeah. Wow. I was not expecting this at all. I don't know what I was expecting, but not this.
Me neither. Apparently, it's like a cult classic. Like I looked on the Wikipedia, it says that they have like midnight screenings of it and stuff around Halloween, just like The Room. So
I guess,
like it's something that people like go to, like going to a screening of Teen Witch, which would be so fun if we ever got to do that one day, wouldn't it?
That was our first friend day. We went to watch The Room together. Not The Room. Yeah, The Room.
Wait, what? Oh yeah, oh my god. Yeah. that's like a repressed memory for me.
That's after I decided you weren't scary. I was like, I might ask this girl on a friend day.
God, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Oh.
In Griesmüller or something.
Again?
In Griesmüller.
Yeah, in Griesmüller. Yeah. I knew it was in like a weird location.
Yeah.
It was really cold. Because
it was
like
really,
an empty nightclub.
Yeah.
Freezing. That was so good. Yeah, I remember that.
We were friends in real life once.
So we need to like go to our let's make our next cult classic movie screening that we go to
Teen Witch. Or Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is also a movie I've never seen.
Me neither.
Oh my god, Gemma!
I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before. Because it's one of your things, isn't it? That people say like, "Oh, Heather loves that movie."
Yeah,
that's such a Heather movie.
Yeah, exactly. Like Gilmore Girls all over.
Yeah, like being a vegetarian and all that stuff. Yeah.
Also not me. Yeah. Anyway. Teen Witch. I wasn't expecting an 80s movie, like a late 80s movie. I was expecting early 2000s. I don't know why. I didn't look at anything up. I didn't make any notes either. I'm sorry. I'm a freestyle on this.
I knew it was an 80s movie just for looking it up. Like, it has the year and the title on Wikipedia. And I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Then you get into it and this film could not be more fucking 80s if it tried.
My God.
Like, you don't need to know the decade that this film was made. Like, it literally starts with this really steamy intro that goes on for fucking ages. So long. Of the main character. I mean, you haven't been introduced to them yet, but like having kind of like a steamy dance routine with the hot guy that she fancies, and she's wearing like a red dress, and he's wearing kind of like this Patrick Swayze get up. Yeah. They're in a lot of different locations.
Yeah,
they're
that's
on
really slow-mo.
You can kind of tell it's like a fantasy sequence. Then classic teen movie beginning, her alarm rings, she wakes up. Time for school!
And then the annoying little sibling who loves to eat in this movie. That was a weird...
Who sneaks into her room to eat under her bed. What Strange. The fuck?
I know, weird.
I wrote down that, like, in this century, that kid would be on some, like, ADHD medication. That's kind of fucked up behavior.
I know, he's reading her diary while, like, chomping on some, like, Mars bars.
He might actually win this year's most annoying sibling award.
Oh, definitely. He's so weird.
He's awful. He's like actually revolting. His name's Richie. She wakes up to find him under her bed eating chocolate or something. He's been reading her diary where she's been writing about Brad.
Brad. Who classic teen movie hunk name.
Couldn't be more classic. Yeah.
Brad or Chad. Is
if you're writing a teen movie and you call the hero Brad, you're really just phoning it in. Like, that's like the lowest bar for originality.
Yeah, you're like, Brad's a good name. If it rhymes with bad, then it must be good.
Yeah. Did you think Brad was hot, Heather? I thought
I really like, no, do you?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty hunky.
Well, yeah, he's hunky, but he's bland as fuck. You know, he's like a Spanish slipper. Like, it's just so, like... beigey, I don't know, like
a Spanish slipper.
Yeah, I keep saying this, people don't know what I mean. You know these like slippers, like, and they're beige and they're like, there's like a woven thing going through it.
Yeah.
And they're comfy, you know?
Yeah.
Like
Ugg slippers.
Yeah, kind of, but like lower, you know, like it's like a moccasin or whatever it looks like a bit. And they're really comfy, your mom has them. But you know, if someone's a slipper, you know, they're boring. They're there, it's nice, but they're not a stiletto, you know, you wouldn't. It's not like, whoa, it's like a showstopper. That's like your Spanish slipper.
Okay, fair enough. Well,
it's my analogy that no one gets. Yeah.
Louise isn't interested in stilettos. She's interested in Brad.
Brad's the hunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she writes a passage when she's fantasizing about him that gets in her school bag for some reason.
Yeah, it gets mixed up with her homework, and she's writing something like, It's pretty steamy as well. Yeah.
This is in the '80s when I was still allowed. People were allowed to be sexual.
Exactly. Basically, her teacher reads it out in class. She has a really horrible English teacher.
Oh, horrible.
Called Mr. Weaver.
Who's abusive.
Like really into humiliating his students. Yeah. He's like a complete dick. And he reads it out in class and it's like, he kissed me on my lips, but he didn't stop there. He didn't stop until my whole body was covered in his kisses. How embarrassed would you be if that was like read out in front of your class and exposed to be yours? I actually don't think she was embarrassed enough.
No.
I would change school if that
same.
Happened. I would
same.
Never. Because also because he's in the class and he knows that it's about him.
Yeah.
Oh God. It's true. It's some true teen movie cringe.
Yeah. She's just in the bathroom being like, oh no, my life's ruined. But I'm like, babe, what are you doing in school? Go home. Never
Go
return.
Home.
This
never.
Is not adequate reaction to this sort of humiliation.
Never ever come back. There's to introduce you a bit more to the kind of like school
dynamics.
Dynamics. Yeah, good word, Heather. I think we should bring this up now.
Okay.
Because it's pretty recurring throughout the film. There's a group of white guys who rap.
Oh.
At intermittent intervals throughout the film.
Oh man, yeah. And they're wearing, you know, in the '80s dit 50s style, like greaser style. That's them. They're wearing like, it's like rockabilly kind of look, like a Doc Ars quiff and like suspenders and stuff. Yeah. It's very that look. It's like Ducky from thingy.
Exactly. And that's actually, so I was actually trying to think of who the guy Rhett, the like leader of that rap crew, reminded me of, and it actually is Ducky. So yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. But yeah, it's so cringe, and it's so funny because it's completely unexplained. Like they just like burst into rap at like certain points in the film, and it's really entertaining, but it's also like really terrible.
Yes,
and I think that's one of the things that made the film such a weird like cult classic as well.
But it's unclear if they're meant to be cool guys or losers as well. And it's,
yeah, I know.
Who
the
are
other
they?
Kids, they seem to feel pretty neutral about them. But it's like, that's just what they do. That's just their thing.
But it's like very 80s rap when they go and they talk like this, you know?
Yeah, it's
I'm here, I'm in school, I'm looking cool. It's like that. Like,
yeah, it's literally like, my name is Gemma and I'm here to say. Like, it's literally that style. That style of rapping. Oh man, it's so funny. One of the funny, they do this rap called Top That, which we'll get to later. And in the Wikipedia article for Teen Witch, one of the lines that really made me laugh was like, the Huffington Post called Top That the worst song of all time.
True.
Which I guess
a title
they
deserve.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, so you got that group. You've got obviously the classic blonde popular girl. Like, there's no black people in 80s tea. It's also all American, like suburb, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, everyone in this film is white.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's a few racist references to Asian culture with the whole Madame Serena thing.
Oh, I've missed out on that. Oh, that's very blindsided me. Yeah, so there's an all American blonde girl who dates Brad, of course.
Obviously. And then, as Brad literally says in the film, every guy wants to date the most popular girl in school.
Classic. And Louise is the main character, who's really hot herself, which is also funny. Like, you're meant to be a nerd, but you're beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But she dresses kind of like, compared to the other girls who are wearing classic, like, mini skirts, leg warmers, like, 80s clothing, she wears, like, long skirts and, like, cardigans.
Spencers, yeah.
Yeah, she looks like a Jesus freak, to be honest.
Yeah, she like, looks horrible.
Yeah. And you kind of see in the scene where she goes home and it's her birthday and her mom gives her this this like sleeveless sweater that it's kind of partly her mom's fault that she dresses so badly. And she complains to her dad that like all the other girls are wearing like mini skirts and stuff and she's the only one that's not allowed to. I personally, a lot of the knitwear that her family rock would go for make a killing in a vintage shop today. I actually wrote down this family's knitwear game strong AF, especially the dad. He has some really great bold sweaters that I would definitely wear today. Yeah, so the blonde girl that is dating Brad is kind of, she's like the queen
called
bee.
Rhonda.
She has like, Rhonda. She has two fucking minions, classic.
Of course.
Like, the teen movie 101. They're her, like, yes, men, do everything she says. Yeah. There's a really, like, so this movie incorporates a lot of strange musical elements, not just the rap.
No.
And there's a really funny scene where Rhonda and her two, actually kind of, I think there's more than two, it's like the whole cheerleading squad probably, do a dance routine in the locker room to a song called I Like Boys, which is kind of this creepy song that's like from the perspective of a young girl saying like, I'm giving up my dollhouse, I'm giving up my toys, I like boys.
And it's a proper dance. It goes on so long as well.
Yeah, so long. And I just knew when I saw that scene that this is Heather's type of film, you know? Yeah. Heather loves 80s music, 80s fashion. She loves boys. Like, P.S., she still loves boys. And that was all incorporated into that routine. Yep. And I loved
it. Leg warmers. It's also funny because she comes in, she's like, hey girls, what do you think of my new cheer for the cheer squad? And starts that number. It's like, that's a cheer for the cheer squad? Okay.
Exactly.
I like boys. I wrote down camera late.
What happened to like, go Lakers or whatever?
I am Gemma here to say I like boys. I don't care what they say.
Yeah, exactly. That would be my cheer if I was a cheerleader. But so that's like, there's a lot of like weird funny musical bits, but Louise is basically watching them thinking like, oh my god, like they're so lame or whatever. And then she auditions to be in the school play opposite Brad. But she doesn't get the part. She's just having a really bad day, basically. Then she comes off her bike. Brad actually knocks her off her bike.
He's trying to make out with Rhonda in the car.
Yeah, but he's really concerned and wants to like help her home. But Rhonda's like, no, she said she's fine. Just leave her. As if like you'd knock someone over in your boyfriend's car and then be like, oh, just leave it. I want to make out.
Classic
Rhonda. So she has to make her way home by herself, but her bike's kind of broken. So she's pushing it. And then she's in like a weird part of town where like she's kind of walking on like a woodland road or something. And then I think she wants to like call home for help. So eventually she gets to this house that has a light on. Yeah, a creepy house. And she goes inside. And that's where she meets Madame Serena.
Yeah.
She's kind of posing as a fortune teller. So she tells Louise that she'll read her fortune. She'll give her a cheap reading. Louise says she has $6. So she tells her that she already knows her sweetheart and she's going to marry him and have two children. Very, very basic stuff. Mm-hmm. But then she's kind of just seems like a weird old woman.
Mm-hmm.
But then she seems to like recognize something in Louise, and she realizes that she's a witch.
And she's gonna get her powers on her 16th birthday. And Louise is like, yeah, whatever, bye, creepy old lady, and leaves. But on her birthday, creepy things happen. Spooky.
Just like Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That's what happens in the first episode. She gets her powers on her 16th birthday.
With Melissa Joan Hart, the OG series.
Yeah, really? Wow, it's been 10 years. Yeah, yeah.
What's it with 16 anyway? And then so on her 16th birthday, she accidentally makes stuff happen, like I forget what, but turns her shitty brother into a dog and stuff. But just saying like, I wish you were this, and then that happens, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She goes to prom with like the cousin of Rhonda, who kind of looks like my ex-boyfriend, who had a similar hair and glasses. Yeah,
for
I know.
You.
I know.
He's like this really creepy, but also like
nerdy, weird mix.
Yeah, like a creepy nerd who's really, really quite like
sexually harassing her.
Horrible.
Really horrible.
Yeah.
And he drives her home. He's like, come on, baby, give me a kiss. And tries to has her harassing her in the car. And then she's like,
how would you like it if somebody groped you? And he's like, I love it. It's really gross.
It's really weird, yeah. And then she says, like, I wish you were gone. And he just disappears. And no one knows what, like, she's that's like, not talked about ever.
Yeah, I know. What happened to him? Did he disappear for, like, literally ever?
Yeah, no, bizarre. Anyway.
Is anyone looking for him?
So then she runs to Madame Serena's house, who then tells her she's a witch. And, yeah, what happens next is that Louise just, like, learns to use her powers, basically. And that's the whole movie, right?
Yeah, so you kind of see, like, Madame Serena basically tells her, yeah, that her spells are, like, weak because she's a beginner. That's why her brother turned back into a human as soon as he got wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, water reverses her spells at the start. And she kind of tells her that she's going to be her guide and show her how to use her powers. But then you kind of see, like, when Madame Serena closes the door on her, she's like, magic money tree for me, because she hasn't got many powers left.
No,
like, your powers like decrease as you get older, so she wants to basically use Louise to like do spells for her that involve like duplicating
hunky
money
man.
Getting a hunky man. They're able to just create money, which I feel like she doesn't make enough of in the film.
I know.
Like, if that was that would probably be the only spell that I would do if I was a witch.
Well, yeah.
You could solve all the world's problems. Yeah. Anyway, and look good while you did it.
two most important things in life.
I'm not going to say I'm totally selfless and philanthropic. I also want to look hot.
Sure, Gemma. You want to look hot while you're saving the world.
Yeah, exactly.
That's no shame in your game.
Yeah. But she also, there's quite a lot going on in this film. So she also has like a drama teacher at school who she likes. She says that she's like not like the other teachers. So kind of a funny play on you're not like other girls. And she finds her, the teacher finds like an amulet that she gives her. And she's like, oh, it's really old. I think you'd like it. Just kind of just a weird thing to say. But then Serena tells her the amulet was like, it's like the same. So witches live a lot of lives. I think that's what I got from it. They got like constantly reincarnated. And she was like, she's already been a witch that Serena knew in a previous life, and she had the amulet then. So Serena said that it found its way back to her. Anyway,
but it helps her do magic, right?
Yeah, exactly. It makes her more powerful.
I don't know. Unclear. But then she just starts using her magic. She gets the hunky boyfriend for the drama teacher.
Yeah.
She has one loser friend who's like a quirky gal. Always one friend who's also a loser, just like her.
She and fancies the guy Rhett, the main guy in the white rap group.
And then they run into them in the street while they're just literally rapping with a stereo on a car in the suburban like street, and they're like, dude, I wish I could act it out, but they're like doing the rap moves.
Top that.
So she puts magic into her friend who goes up and does like a rap battle.
Oh my god, really, it's cringe. So cringe. It's hilarious. I think this is my favorite scene. Because she's looking at him and she's like, oh, he'll never like me. Look at how funky he is. It's like, how can you be in any way in awe of this guy?
Yeah,
like, he's such
horrible.
A loser. So then, and she's like, I'll never be hip. So Louise does a spell so that she has the confidence to go over and engage in a rap battle with him. And it's so, so cringe. And when she walks away, all the guys are like, whoa. Like, we can't believe a chick rapped like that. It's such a good song though, top that. I'll try and play some of the audio here.
Oh yeah. Wow, new things we're doing.
I just think this is particularly important for our listeners to hear. I know we say that often and then we don't do it, but I think this, if we're gonna ever include one piece of audio in the podcast, it should be top that.
Yeah, definitely. I hope it worked. When I snap my fingers and the body stays short, I'm hot and you're not. But if you want to hang with me, I'll give it one shot. Top that. Future Gemma.
So then she's kind of getting like, she's done a lot of stuff for other people. And she, you know, like I would, as I just freely admitted, she starts to think of herself.
Yeah.
She starts to think, what do I want? Mm. And what she wants is Brad.
Yep.
So... and popularity. She wants to become the most popular
two
girl
main
in
things
school.
In life.
Yeah. So she gets Serena to use the last of her powers to help her make a spell that will make her the most popular girl in school and beloved by Brad. So she like walks into school the next day, again to a dance routine to some song called like the most popular girl in school, and everybody's like falling all over her. Like people, there's like, you know, like in High School Musical where there are like huge pictures of Zac Efron in the school because he's like the basketball star and it's so weird.
That's her.
Yeah, that's her. So there's pictures of her. There's like placards that say like Louise all over the school. Everyone wants to sit with her at lunch. Everyone dresses exactly like her. And obviously this causes her to lose her one weird friend because she falls in, like every single teen movie, you know, she falls in with the popular crowd and then she leaves her real friends behind.
But she doesn't really. At one point, they're walking down the... she's a cheerleader at one point, and then the weird friend forgot her name. And Louise is like, hey, wait up. Like, I miss you. Let's hang out. She's actually quite nice. She's popular, but she hasn't forgotten her friend.
Yeah, you're right. Her friend more is like her friend who doesn't like her anymore, actually.
Yeah, her friend's like, you forgot. I can't even say... oh, I'd have to make an appointment to hang out with you. It's like, whoa. This is like Zac Efron getting the Italian shoes all over, you know what I mean? It's like, don't you wish happiness for your friends? Like, don't be so snarky.
Getting the Italian shoes.
It's like, well, she's getting popular, but she hasn't forgotten you. She still wants to hang out with you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Normally in teen films, they're like, oh no, you're uncool, and then they forget them. Well, this Louise is like a nice character. She really is.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is true. And she even takes her, she even uses her magic to take her friend to like a rock concert.
Yeah, from this 80s star. Yeah. Who's real or not real, I don't know.
Yeah, so I thought that it was like meant to be Cindy Crawford or Madonna. Oh. Yeah, it seemed like Madonna as well. I don't think it's a real person.
Okay.
But yeah, it definitely had Madonna vibes. But she uses her powers to get backstage at the concert with her friend, you know? And
yeah, yeah, exactly.
She doesn't like ditch her, but her friend kind of stops liking her because they never liked the popular girls as
boys. No, yeah.
So yeah, then she's kind of making Brad fall in love with her,
yeah,
like kind of on and off. They're kind of having
well, they make out in this creepy house. It seems really creepy and foreboding. I thought something bad was gonna happen, didn't you?
Yeah, it was very weird.
He's very like, she's like, Brad, where are you? And he's like, she's like, oh, you scared me. I was like, oh, shit's gonna go down.
But no, they just
had a kiss.
Did teens used to do stuff like that, like when around where you lived when you were growing up? Like, there were a lot of like abandoned houses and stuff in like my town that people would go to like drink or like have sex.
No, there's no abandoned houses where I live.
That was, well, well, lucky you, Heather. Sounds like you're from a pretty fancy neighborhood. But no, yeah,
not really. There was, but
yeah, that was definitely a thing that people did. So yeah, but,
yeah,
definitely. I was like, oh, American teenagers do this too, like go and like fuck in abandoned houses. But yeah, that was very popular pastime in where I grew up in Ireland. But yeah, then what happens next?
He asks her to the prom. He keeps forgetting he's going out with Rhonda, but whatever. Yeah. It's the '80s.
Yeah, exactly.
But Rhonda is in, like, loves Louise now as well, because everyone loves her. It's like a proper fan group.
Yeah.
There's people outside her bedroom door with, like, signs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's people, like, waving, like, and so the attention kind of comes too much for her. Then doesn't Brad, like, pick her up when that's happening? Like, she escapes out the back door?
Yeah.
What happens then? Yeah.
Well, he asks her to the prom, and she's like, no, sorry, because then she feels guilty, or she feels, I guess, some remorse, or not remorse, like, she feels weird about the fact that he's fancying her, but she's not sure if it's her personality or the magic. Which, that's
exactly
an ethical question you should ask yourself.
Yeah,
right?
And would you really want, like, to be with a guy who...
fake love.
Yeah, who only liked you through magic?
That's, a theme in loads of, like, teen witchy books or movies, you know what
I mean? Yeah, it is. I mean, that's how Voldemort was created in Harry Potter. Yeah, his mother, like, cast a, like... a love spell or a love potion on like a local muggle, and like that's kind of like how he was conceived. So that's kind of like one of the explanations for like why he's so evil, because he was born out of like fake love, or like, you know, like manufactured love. So it's not like a real, like, true union. So yeah, it is a theme in a lot of those like witchy things.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, She goes back to Madame Serena, and she tells her that she wants to, like, she wants to reverse the spell. And she's like, reverse the spell? Please! How could you ask me to do that?
Tone's like, because first when the brother turns into a dog, he's like, let me, what are you doing? And it's like a weird voice, and someone's like, whoa, is that an adult or a kid? I was like, it's a dog, it's a kid who's turned into a dog. And he's like, okay, fair. But then Madame Serena has a similar voice and tone again. Is like, is that an adult or a kid again? Like, I can't tell. I was like, oh, it's a creepy witch woman.
Yeah, she does have a very, very childish voice.
Yeah. Hi, Louise.
We forgot to mention the part where she does like a voodoo doll of her English teacher.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, so the guy who's always humiliating his students, she basically makes him, like, strip naked in class. It's a pretty funny sequence.
But people are loving it. I would be like, imagine if your creepy teacher would just strip and show his dick. You'd be like, oh my god. You wouldn't be laughing. You'd be like,
shocked. I know.
Everyone's like, woo! The
teens are like, woo, yeah!
Yeah. But he is abusive, so he deserves it.
Yeah, he deserves it, yeah. He humiliates her by, like, telling everyone in the class that she has birth control in her purse.
I know. I was sick.
When her bag spills on the ground and he starts picking the stuff up and he's like, oh, birth control, they're all here. You're just thinking about trying something? That is, like, fucked up.
Yeah,
actual,
that imagine,
like,
yeah.
That's somebody that shouldn't be allowed to be a
be
teacher.
Teacher.
Yeah.
No.
That was... He deserved everything he got.
He does. Don't shame people for birth control or whether they use it or not. But we forgot to mention that Brad, before he's been under his spell, has asked her to help him with his English homework.
Mm.
And then she doesn't put a love spell on him. She couldn't do it. It's just the popularity spell that she's worried about.
Yeah, you're That's right, it. Actually. Yeah. She freaked out too much about the love spell.
Yeah.
Because she had to, like, do the incantation in front of him. So I think she felt like if it didn't work, she'd look really weird.
But he's asked her to help her, you know. I think it's unclear throughout the film if he likes her or not. Isn't that...
He likes her, I think. Well, yeah. I don't know. The thing is, like, there's moments when it's like, oh, is this guy just kind of like a jerk? Because at the dance she's out with David, he says to her, like, oh, can we go outside? I really want to ask you something. And you're like, oh, is this the part where he really likes her? And then he's like, I really need help with my English paper. And it's like, oh, in a lot of teen movies, that's like how they show you that the guy isn't really interested in her and that he's not a nice person. But he does turn out to... Yeah, exactly. But he does turn out to like her. So, yeah, I don't know. It's confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing. Where did we left off?
She asked Madame Serena to reverse the spell. She's reverse the spell!
I wish you guys could see Gemma's face when she's doing an impression of Madame Serena. This video calling adds new levels to this recording.
It really does.
Reverse the spell!
She's like, oh, not after I got all this money! Because she's got a beautiful new house. She turned a frog into a handsome prince, and now she has like a hunky guy who can only say ribbit. And she's happy with that, you know? She's like living her best life. So she doesn't want to reverse the spell. She wants to keep all this good stuff coming.
How does she get that money, though? That's unclear. I'm confused.
I don't know. She gets Louise to like make the money for her. I don't know.
Not explained.
It is quite, yeah, all the magic stuff is a little bit like, I wasn't quite sure how Madame Serena was getting all this stuff either. It doesn't really show it. But anyway, and I wasn't quite sure why Louise reversing her popularity spell would cause her to lose it. But whatever.
Oh, well, I didn't make the rules. I didn't write this movie.
I didn't like write the extended Teen Witch universe, so I don't know. But this is the situation they find themselves in. And I think she, like, Louise just eventually convinces her to help her by, you know, some fucking goody-goody speech about, like, what if he doesn't like me for me? And, you know, you guys know what the moral of this story is going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Madame Serena isn't. She's like, why? Who cares? What's the difference? Like,
yeah,
love
exactly.
is love.
Yeah, exactly.
You dream the popularity. You have it. Why moan about it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, people are listening to you. Do you know how lucky you are? People like you. It's like, yeah, it's true.
True.
But yeah, she reverses the spell. She goes to prom. She walks in like this really amazing outfit.
It's nice.
Like electric blue. Like, kind of, not like a classic prom dress, more like a kind of, like, 80s, like, going out dress.
Yeah.
And she walks over to Brad, even though he's there with Rhonda, he just fucking ditches her and starts dancing with Louise, and then they start making out. And that's the end of the film.
Crazy.
He loves her without her magic.
But I thought the magic was stopped in the prom, because Madame Serena comes with her. And, like, Louise takes off her necklace and throws it, and then it feels like that's the end of the spell. Unclear.
Correct.
But that's kind
Correct.
Of what I got from it.
Yeah. Do you think that means that she was giving up her magic totally?
No. I didn't know what it meant.
Because I feel if that was... If she chose, like, Brad, the most,
over magic?
Like... the most, like, boring, basic guy of all time over, like, literally... being a witch and being completely in control of her own, like, witchy powers, that would be fucked up. So I really hope that's not the message that they were trying to send. Because Brad was really not all that. Like, as we said at the start, like, he is hunky. Like, he's kind of got a classic, like, he's got classic good looks, but...
Yeah, that's it.
As Heather said, Spanish slipper.
Spanish slipper. You'd put it on if it's there, but you're not going to buy one, are you?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was really weird is that she doesn't make up with a nerdy friend.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's just kind of implied that she does.
Well, the film was very short. So I was like, oh, this is where it's ending. Oh, it could have done with more, like, it doesn't really go into depth things. It's like, oh, Brad likes her, I guess. It's unclear. You could have done with some special effects to show that the magic has stopped or something. Like, it's unclear if he's under her spell anyway, because she has a popularity spell, which is why we think he likes her, but she hasn't put a spell on him. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah, the film stop being is popular? The film is paced quite weirdly. It's like
very weirdly.
Do you know, really, like there's a lot that seems like they maybe filmed it, but then they needed to get it down to 90 minutes. So they were like, "Oh, just leave that bit out." So
yeah,
it's like a standard like 90-minute 80s film, but it's
good, I love
like,
a short film.
But... Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm glad that it was short. You know, I mean, God bless the films that. Don't think that they have to go to kissing booth lengths and include like 20 plots to keep us interested.
I know.
So yeah, I actually love this film. I understand why it's cult classic. It wasn't like it didn't have, even though there's a moral to the story, it wasn't like overly moralizing.
No.
It wasn't like a preachy film.
No.
It wasn't even like kind of lame or cringy. It was actually just really funny and kind of just original.
Yeah, and also what I struck me was that there's no big. Normally in teen movies, it's always the problem arises sort of like over, you know, halfway through and then they have to solve it. So I thought it was going to be, there's not much conflict rather than her, the best friend, like not liking her anymore. She's popular, but that's the only conflict that really happens. There's no, what's the film we watched with the four girls, the craft, when the powers come back and haunt them. I thought that was going to happen. Like the popularity was going to go the other way and go bad. You know what I mean? But that didn't even happen either. So...
Yeah, exactly. The stakes were very low in this film.
Very low.
And it was kind of enjoyable to watch because of that. Yeah, it's like the craft if everything had like just gone well for the girls in the craft and they all stayed like BFFs.
Yeah, exactly. Like the craft is way more darker. This one's kind of just bizarre in a because it's so 80s, very 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the musical sequences are great. The rapping's hilarious. Just in general, it's such a
the outfits. Yeah.
It's very of its time and it's a very unique teen movie as well.
Yeah, and it's just short and like the main character Louise is very likable because she doesn't get hungry with power or. She just stays a nice girl.
Yeah,
and gets Brad in the end, which is also weird. I thought Brad's gonna turn out to be a jerk, and she's gonna find out it's been her all along, or herself, or whatever.
Me too.
But there's no lessons to be learned from this movie.
He says stuff throughout the film like, "Oh, of course I want to go out with the most popular girl in school and stuff like that," which like, you know, in another teen movie would have been like the kind of like proof she needed that he's shallow and that like he's not the one for her. It's like they were setting him up just to be this shallow guy, and then I don't know. Weird thing.
They were setting loads of things up. They were setting up that Madame Serena was like using her and being, but she turns out to help her in the end with all her last of her magic and stuff. It's like, oh, she's not a creepy old lady who's like abusing her power. Well, okay, sure. And like, Brad's
not
gonna harass her in that empty house. Okay, sure.
Yeah,
long kiss.
There's a lot of directions that this film could have gone in that it didn't. So yeah, it was full of surprises. So it definitely kept us on our toes.
Yeah, in a very bizarre, but a good watch. Yeah.
So yeah, thank you, listener, who recommended this. I loved it. This is like going this is like going probably in my like comfort watch teen movie.
Ooh, that's high up. Whoa, what else is there up there for you?
I think probably Wild Child would be one. Yeah, Wild Child.
Did you know my friend texted me, she was in the town where the charity shop is from Wild Child, and she texted me a photo.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah,
you
she was sending it to
post
you.
It. Post it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you, Rachel.
Angus Songs is also in my comfort watches, obviously. That this you just can't really beat it. Freaky Friday, Aquamarine. Yeah.
Aquamarine, great one.
Yeah.
If you want
to feel something, like with it in capital F, capital S, feel something, Aquamarine. So emotional. Female friendship. So beautiful.
That's the same in Wild Child though. That's what
Yeah,
makes
that's
it, like...
true. That is true. Yeah. Although she does end up with Freddy. In the end.
Not really.
Well, she does. They drive off in his car.
Oh, well, that's not ending up with someone. What's a car ride?
Yeah, oh, no. It's clear that they end up together.
I'm just pulling your leg.
No one has cars in Holland, Heather. Shut up.
Okay, I've been on many bikes.
Okay, let's see Bingo. Okay, trip's over?
No.
No. Does she? No, I don't think so. Dead parent? No, she has two parents. Her mother is very overbearing. Yeah. And her dad's very sweet. And like we said, wears a lot of good knitwear, which brings us to next point, Hollywood dad. Yes.
Yeah.
He's definitely Hollywood dad.
Also, like the parents, when she has Brad in her room, keep bringing up snacks. Did your parents ever do that? My parents never brought me snacks when I was with a boy in my room.
No,
they did not.
Yeah, me too. Me too. They were probably too afraid to walk in on something. Sexual assault. Yes. That guy David is so fucking
horrible.
Creepy. He's
awful. Such a weird. Yeah, he's so creepy, like nerdy.
It's like they predicted like the rise of the misogynist nerd of like the 21st century.
The incels.
Yeah, exactly. Back then, that guy's gonna like found a startup, and then like get taken to court for sexual harassment in the workplace. Mean Girl Redemption.
No.
Rhonda
is just tossed aside. No one cares. Even Rhonda cares.
Blanket heteronormativity. Yes, definitely. Dream bedroom.
Yes, very American big. Yeah, it's really big. This fits chairs in there. I didn't fit any chairs in my room.
Makeover scene? Oh, yeah. Because she has to go to the prom or the dance with David in like her like long floor-length skirt. I don't know why her mom makes her dress like she's Amish, but like it's like this terrible outfit, and then when she gets there she changes into like her mini skirt and puts makeup on and stuff. So yeah, pretty good makeover scene actually.
But also makeover scene when she becomes popular and she gets the jacket from the Madonna
person, and then
it gives her cool powers and she starts dressing really 80s, like I don't know why you said I like 80s fashion. I hate 80s fashion.
Oh,
like,
I thought you loved it.
Sorry. No, I love 60s and 70s. You know what? This is like surprising because when I was a teenager, I loved 60s, and that was 40 years ago at that point. The 80s are 40 years ago now. You think I would have like be cool, but
caught up to that.
Yeah, it's not. It's still, when you look at 80s movies, you're like, thank fuck no one dresses like that anymore.
Yeah,
nothing about it says like,
oh,
it's old.
I was thinking that a lot when I was watching that film. I was like, whoa. Those
leg warmers.
Outfits.
What the fuck?
Stonewashed skinny jeans. Crazy Teen Rager?
Yeah, no. No,
they don't really have any ragers. Annoying sibling. Oh my god, yes.
Give him extra points.
So annoying. Yeah, should we give him an extra point?
Yeah. I love how we make up this bingo game.
It's our podcast. We make the rules.
Fuck yeah.
No one can tell us nothing.
This is the bingo that I like to see. I don't care what you think of me.
So top that.
Did you know when I was in high school, my brother wrote me a rap? So I could pretend I freestyled it in school.
Oh, yes. So Heather comes from a great lineage of white rappers.
My brother's a rapper.
How did the rap go?
It's in Dutch, but it was something like, I'm Lil Hetty on the microphone. I've got afraid of dicks. So your condom is no use. If you want to chill with me, you want to be. Yeah, no. But weird. It was funny in Dutch, I guess. I don't know. It was very on brand at the time. And I don't know how my brother knew that. But anyway, it was like, if you want to be hang with me, you want to be as kooky as me, you think you're the shit, but you're actually just water with wine. Like you're diluting wine. Yeah, it was good. And I rapped it, pretending that I rapped it pretending that I thought of it in the moment. Everyone's like, way! Like, whoa, that's so good.
I can't believe you did that. That was, like, considered to be cool. That's, like, hilarious to me. If I had, like, freestyled a rap at my school, people, like, that would be as much reason to, like, leave the school as, like, her getting that letter about Brad read out. Like, that's so cringe.
It wasn't, like, me getting up in, like, the... in the break time on a table and doing it. It was just like...
like in High School Musical.
Like, guess what? I love...
I've got a confession to make.
Not enough.
I love Cabriolet. Not another sound.
You wear a tie? Yeah.
I kind of like homework. Not another word.
That's exactly what it went down in Purmerend in the early 2000s. But anyway, yeah, that's my story. Where did we leave off? What bingo
you
point?
You want to get back to this.
Nothing about me rapping.
Prom. Yeah, they definitely had prom.
Yeah, they definitely several proms. Very groovy looking proms.
They had like a school dance and then they had like their proper prom. But yeah,
they have so many balls like American, like, we didn't even have a Christmas
like
prom.
Spring fling or the Sadie Hawkins dance or the winter wonderland.
Homecoming.
Like, yeah, what the? They never stop having fun, those Americans.
That's what the country's built
God
on.
Just bless having fun. America. You're throwing away your dream?
No, none of that. Could have done with a bit of that.
No quirky
no
male friends, really, either.
No.
Okay, so let me add up these points, baby.
I've got to add the points up to one. Sorry, I'm going to stop rapping.
No, Heather, please continue. Everyone is loving this. It was 18 out of 30.
That's a lot.
That's quite high. So,
well, it's
yeah.
classic teen movie material. I could have written
it.
No, I couldn't have. It's weird. But, like, you know, it has all the tropes.
Yeah, it's an 80s film, so it works on a lot of levels. It's like, this was like the birth of the teen movie tropes, and it kind of fits into all of them.
Mm.
I think there was definitely some, like, John Hughes film inspiration going on there. Like, she had her sewing machine. She was, like, into, like, crafting and stuff.
Yeah.
The like, ducky-style outfits of, like, the rat pack. Yeah, there was... It's definitely, like, it should be 80s film canon. I think our mission now, Heather, is to, like...
Spread the word.
Spread the word about Teen Witch. Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Like, not enough people have seen this movie.
I know. Get it out there. Listeners, stop what you're doing now. Watch Teen Witch before October's finished.
Yeah, share this episode and this film recommendation with all your friends. Let's get Teen Witch the most streamed Halloween movie on Netflix.
Okay.
No, but seriously, happy Halloween, everybody. Stay spooky. And we will see you in the next episode.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay, I love you,
guys.
Gemma.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.